I have been teaching through the book of Exodus into the 26th chapter, where they discuss the boards that hold up the tent, which is the tabernacle proper. The tabernacle proper, as much as anything in the tabernacle, represents the church in Christ. Inside the tabernacle proper, which is the tent, the tabernacle general consisted of an outer court and an inner court. The inner court was covered. All you saw was badger skins, and then from the badger skins through the various coverings to the one that you saw from the inside, which was the white fine linen. And two sections were inside this inner court or tent. The Holy of Holies that we've been teaching on, which contained only the one piece of furniture, the Ark of the Covenant with the mercy seat on top. Outside that Holy of Holies was the second section of the covered area, the tent, which was the holy place. It contained the candlestick, the altar of incense, and the table of showbread. Those in Christ, functioning as the light of the world, worshiping God in prayer, the symbol of the incense, rising before God, typified the prayer life and the table of showbread that we've taught on. This tent was held up by those boards that we talked about in an earlier communion, acacia wood, covered with gold, seated in tenons or hands of silver in silver sockets. Those silver sockets touch the ground with its shortcomings, its alienation, and its sin. There are passages in Romans 8 that suggest that the whole creation, when Christ comes and begins to set up his kingdom, that the whole creation that has sighed and groaned will rejoice. You that are music scholars know that the sounds of nature are in the minor key. And any musician, wind, and sounds of that nature, any musician knows, and anyone who hears it without knowing music knows, that when you hear the minor key, it has a haunting pull on you that makes you wait for something else as it transitions into the major key. Some scholars suggest that that's the minor key of nature crying out, waiting for the transition into the beautiful sounds of the major key without that yearning, plaintive cry that is characteristic of the minor key. This earth is out of sync. In Christ, we are positioned in that tent of his body, his nature, that touches this earth with sockets of silver, the symbol of redemption. Between us and the earth, the protective foundation of silver, always symbolizing redemption. Outside the tabernacle, separated from God, not in Christ, as you approach, you're repelled by the white linen fence with the knowledge that it typifies the holiness of God that separates God from man in our condition as we start toward God of alienation, children of sin, always falling short of God's standard. And true to the type, if you look at the bottom of the fence, the posts are seated in oblong blocks of brass. Brass being the symbol of judgment, and the brass pegs are in the ground outside to which are connected chains of brass that come down and attach. It's very simple and very direct in its typical meaning. Separated from God, part of this earth The contact point is brass, which always symbolizes judgment. Brass is on the horns of the altar of sacrifice, where death and payment for sin occurs. In Christ, we touch the earth with the foundation and the barrier and the protective silver foundation in those sockets of silver. Outside of Christ, we touch this earth where we are with blocks of brass symbolizing judgment. That says everything about what we seek to say when we come to the table of the Lord. Apart from Christ, okay, how close you may get to the tabernacle, whether you're miles away to typify a distant performance or right next to it, all you can hope for is judgment. Blocks of brass, and brass chains, and brass pegs separated from God. In Christ, having gone through the door which is Christ, accepted the sacrifice in the outer court, through the fabric that leads into the tent that has the colors that symbolize Christ's nature, the blue, the scarlet, the white, and the purple. Inside the tent, in Christ, and we're in Christ, as I've said, when He's in us, and He's in us when we act in faith. Our protective foundation, sockets of silver. We're redeemed. You're either in or you're out. Nothing in between. That's why I say over and over as we go to this table of the Lord and take these elements, don't let guilt be in front of these tables and these elements. When you take this cup and you look at the wine that's in it, it symbolizes the blood shed by Christ at Calvary, which He gave to redeem us. He did it. He was worth enough to stand in for all of us, and it's a finished accomplishment. As we in faith partake of the promise that God will take us as we are, because Christ as He was, perfect in every way, stood in for us, paid with His life, and thus redeemed us, there's nothing I can add to it. When Paul told the Corinthians to partake worthily, that's an adverb. It defined the manner of partaking. He defined to partake unworthily, he said, is to partake not discerning the Lord's body. That's why I teach. Not discerning that because He shed His blood, we stand on a foundation where the hands or the tenons of the foundation fit into and grip in sockets or are gripped by sockets of silver. Redemption. We are redeemed. What we need to do when we come to this table is examine our manner of partaking. Do we discern as we take the element, or is it but a mindless ritual? Do we see through this wine to the shed blood of Christ? The life of the soul, Leviticus 17:11 says, resides in the blood. When blood was poured out, death resulted. He poured out His life unto death. And we partake worthily when we discern the meaning of these elements. That as we partake, it places us in Christ, between us and this earth that will have to be made over again with all of its shortcomings and its evil. Between us and that which will fall on this earth, which is God's wrath, are the redemptive socket foundations. We are secure. And we're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. Take it in that certain faith that judgment is not our lot. We're not outside as we discern. He paid the price. He gave His life for me, and that was enough for God. And I take it in simple faith and am thus made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. That price of redemption is elaborated in the silver half shekel that was given by the men in the tribe of Israel, from which all silver in the tabernacle was made. and it was given as redemption money. That's why silver always symbolizes redemption. And they gave the silver half shekel in the type in the Old Testament that there might be no plague nigh their dwelling. Wherever you encounter these elements in the work of Christ to redeem us, God adds that other thing that comes from His heart. He's a healing God. He not only provided redemption for our sins, but standing to claim His nature, which heals us. He not only poured out His blood, but with His stripes ye were healed. And in this bread we discern that healing portion that can come to us this day, because Christ offered Himself in our place and bore not only our sins, but our sicknesses as well. Take the bread and discern what's available as we take it in Jesus' name and say, with His stripes we were healed, and thank Him for it.